This is Complicator. He's just new to us, so we'll see how we get on with him.
And this is not your horse, obviously. This is or your dad's horse. He's trying to eat me coat as we go on. It's a very untasty coat, I should warn you. This belongs to somebody that's come here to be trained.
Yeah, they're all owned by different people who pay Dad to train the horses. So we have a couple that Dad owns himself, but not many.
And what about you? Have you got your own horses that you can put your name to?
I've got two of my own, but they're not thoroughbreds. I've got two show jumpers, so they're my pride and joy.
Now, I've got to say congratulations on this amazing achievement. Just tell me exactly what your proper title is now.
For the next year, I'm champion apprentice jockey. There will be a new one at the end of this season, so we'll see.
Now, explain to people like me, who are not sort of from the horse racing fraternity, what that... Don't worry, sorry. I'll move away if he bites too much. He's Complicator, I'm going to have a bet on you the first time you're out, because you're full of beans. What does that mean, being champion apprentice jockey?
Oh, it means a lot. It was my last year to give it a go, and no girl's ever done it before, so hopefully it'll be a record that gets kept.
Don't say that too quickly. No woman has ever done this before.
No, never, and I was champion amateur as well, so hopefully it won't be beaten.
What do you have to do to achieve that? How is it ranked? How is it scored?
It just goes on winners, so I had the most winners. It was quite tight towards the middle of the season, and then it's just picking your rides carefully to try and get as many winners as you can.
And what does it mean to you personally to have this title? The horse has now got hold of my my hood, I should say, and he's now trying to pull me into his stall with him. What does it mean to you personally, this achievement?
Well, it means everything. It's a massive thing, and it was my last year to give it a go, so it was amazing it happened.
Let's put it into some kind of perspective. We're not talking about a girls' or women's event or championship here. This is it. This is men and women.
Yeah, I think it's the only sport where we're treated equally. Like, obviously now I've lost my claim and I'm a professional. I'm on level playing terms with the men, so you know, you've got to ride as well as them.
Now, I've done my homework and I knew you were going to use this expression to lose my claim. You're going to have to debug this and convert it into ordinary English.
Well, when you first start, you claim £7, you take £7 off the weight, so people use you more because obviously you're taking weight off the horse's back. And when you've had 20 winners, you go down to £5, and then 50 winners, £3, and then 95, you're professional, and you don't claim. So people aren't using you then to take weight off the horse. They're using you because they want to use you.
Now, I know we're interrupting you in a window in yet another busy day. What does the day of a jockey, an apprentice jockey like yourself, involve?
Well, at the minute, even in our off-season, we're starting at 6, and we're riding out 6 or 7 horses, finishing about 1:30, and then have a quick lunch, and I just do mornings, so I do my show jumpers in the afternoon, but the other staff would do evening stables, 4 till 6.
I've just caught you having the quick lunch. It was a bag of crisps. No wonder there's nothing of you.
I have to eat on the go, really. I've got my own 2 to ride now and finish up, so it's a long day, and then on my days off I go show jumping, so I don't really stop.
It doesn't stop, does it? No wonder there is nothing of you. For a townie like me, for a real softie, I have just had a wake-up call. I've just driven along the edge of Sutton Bank here. There is still snow on the ground. You know, not much of it, but it's still here. What's it like out at 7 o'clock on the gallops in the morning?
It's freezing. It's like a different world. It could be, you know, no snow down the bottom of Sutton Bank and we've got snow at the top. It's just like a different world up here, and it takes a long time to shift it because it's so cold.
And if I were to say to you, Amy, you will never see another horse again. You'll never sit on horseback again. Seriously, what would that mean to you? Could you cope with a life without horses in it? Because it strikes me that you're sort of wedded to them, really.
No, I won't be able to. Like, even my own 2 horses, they're like my pride and joy. I love them to bits and I'd never, ever sell them. I've had offers for them, big offers, and I wouldn't sell them. And the race horses, you can't get attached to them because they could be gone tomorrow, you know, sold, or that's what they're here for. They're here to do a job. But, like, old Advance now, he's 9 and... You know, I've won my biggest races on him, and he has a place in my heart, and he'll stay here for his retirement.
Do you think you would ever have got into horses had your dad not been the trainer that he is? Is there something in your spirit, something in your soul, that would have found you and horses together, even if your dad hadn't been who he is?
I don't really know. You don't really know. Obviously, I was brought up in it, so now I couldn't see myself not involving them in my life, but I don't know at the time.
Tell me about winning this award, because it was actually handed to you by someone who I should imagine is a bit of a heroine of yours.
Yeah, Hayley. I'm good friends with Hayley. She was the first girl to... She tied it with Celine Golan, so she was the first girl to tie. So you know, it was good, and we got on really well, so it's nice.
And what about the competition amongst the apprentices? I think you got... Did you get a text message from someone who was hot on your heels for this year's title?
Yeah, Darren Egan, me and him were kind of fighting it out head-to-head, and it was a shame. I was actually a bit... I was gutted for him, but I was gutted as well because there was a lot of competition for me, and we were having a bit of a battle, and obviously he had a bad fall at Wolverhampton. He broke his collarbone. I was gutted, really, because... You want to, you know, it was a good competition, it was a good battle for us, but he texts me saying, you know, good luck and don't let anybody else win it, so hopefully he can win it next year, but we all get on, it's nice.
What is the atmosphere amongst jockeys like?
Most of us, we all get on, you know, we're there to do a job, and it's a dangerous sport, and you can't have enemies, you can't go out hurting people, it's dangerous enough as it is.
Strikes me that there's a real contrast between day to day here in the yard, where you're getting up at crack of sparrow and going out in the freezing cold and presumably helping around this place, and then the glamorous side of racing, which is what a lot of us like to see, which is, you know, as you've just said, the warm summer's day on the Knavesmire, and people are quaffing champagne and everybody's dressed up to the nines and flashing cash around. They haven't got betting on horses that may not win. What's race day like for you as a jockey?
Well, that's the side everyone sees, and it annoys me a little bit because, you know, they think, oh, you work for your family, it's easy for you. It's not easy, it's as hard as everyone else, and I've got to work as hard as everyone else. People see the glamorous side of it, but when we've got up and ridden out 7 horses and then driven down to, I don't know, Lingfield, which is 5.5 hours away, ride there and then drive home, and they forget that we're getting home at 10, 11 at night and then getting up at 6 again the next morning, that's what people forget. So, it's, you know, I wouldn't do it unless I love it. But it's hard work in the season.
What's it like being on the back of a horse when it's travelling at one heck of a speed? I mean, you are so used to it, I don't know whether you'll be able to explain it to someone who has barely sat on the back of any horse in his entire life.
Well, I don't know, it's an amazing feeling. Like, obviously I love what I do, it's great to get paid for doing something I love. I know a lot of people that, you know, they do it for nothing because it's just, we love the sport and it's a great feeling and it's a great buzz. But I don't know if I'd put anybody ordinary on one. I think they'd have a shotgun at the gallops.
Really? I mean, is it frightening? Do you get frightened, or have all the nerves gone out of you?
No, I don't get frightened. I get excited, or I'd have nerves from excitement. I did have a bad fall last year, and it took me a while to get over that, which it was going to. You know, if I was stuck on the inside, I clipped heels at air and got kicked in the back of my head, and I was very, very lucky. And after that, for about a month, it was just in the back of my mind. But I had to just keep riding, and I rode the next day, I had to just keep going.
Do you ever think, why on earth do I do this? Because, I mean, some jockeys have sustained really bad injuries, and worse over the years. It's not an easy thing to do, and as you say, it's dangerous.
No, I love it. I love what I do, and it's, you know, a good job to have. You can have a good lifestyle out of it, you know. That's not what we're in it for, but, you know, it's good money. It's a good job to have, which I know a lot of, you know, I've got a lot of things that a lot of people couldn't have, which I've worked hard for, and I appreciate what I have, but I've never thought, you know, I wouldn't want to do it.
What about your role as a woman in the world of racing? I mean, traditionally, I hate to say this, but sort of ladies in racing have been the ones who are swanning around in the silk frocks and sipping the aforementioned champagne, but you're really there at the business end of all this. How does the world of racing regard a woman and a young woman like yourself?
I think now people have just accepted it, and obviously now I'm a professional. You get treated the same as the lads, you're on the same terms as the men, which is good. And the best comment a girl could have is, you ride like a man. That's the best. Somebody can say that to you, that's a compliment.
That's, I mean, a lot of professions, that would get a slap across the face. Yeah. But you regard that as quite a compliment.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, if you're a strong... People say racing's about strength. It's not. It's about technique. Anybody can, you know... I can hold some horses that 15 stone men couldn't hold. It's technique, it's not strength, which people don't understand that. And beating a horse up, being as strong as you can, isn't going to make it run any faster.
What about, I mentioned your role as a woman. Is it the case that in order to succeed as a woman, normally when you speak to a woman who's come top in her field and you say how hard you have to work, the answer is usually twice as hard as any bloke?
Yeah, I think you've got to prove yourself, but basically you've just got to let your iron do the talking. You know, you can let people speculate. When I was turning professional, I had a lot of people telling me not to do it because of my weight, because I was stone heavy when I was an amateur. But if you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen.
I should say it looks like one strong puff of wind would actually blow you away at the moment. For a lot of women, weight is an issue, particularly in the weeks and months after Christmas. I'm sure we all know somebody who's dieting frantically with the thought of putting a bikini on sometime this summer. What about your weight? Because weight is a key part of your profession.
Yeah, I'm lucky with my weight, and I don't do any less than I can naturally. I don't do sweating. I don't starve myself. I wouldn't enjoy my job if I could. I honestly wouldn't enjoy my job if I had to do that. You know, some of the lads go racing, they have to lose 7-8 pounds a day, and I wouldn't enjoy it.
7 or 8 pounds in a day?
Yeah. It's like daily as well, because I'll lose the weight and then put it back on and then lose it the next day, and it's a vicious circle. So I have a bottom weight, and that's what it is, and I can do it naturally. So
Can I ask what you weigh?
Yeah, well, usually in summer I wake up 8.3 every day. When I first started riding, I was doing 8.1. But that's because I was light at the time, whereas now my weight's settled, and so my bottom weight's 8.4.
And do you ever think this is humiliating, this business of sitting there on the scales? Because I've been into the weighing room and seen it happening. It's just part of the job, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just part of the job. Not a lot you can do. We're all around the same weight, so it's your job. You have to do it.
And how's life changed since you became champion apprentice jockey? Does that bring in the offers? Does that bring the spotlight onto you a bit? Because I've read an awful lot in the racing papers about you. Obviously, you know, people celebrating the fact that a young woman has, for the very first time, achieved this particular award.
Yeah, it was nice, the amount of people I had. You know, I'm not on Twitter or anything like that, but it was all over Twitter, and it was really nice, the people that were happy for me. There was a lot in the papers, and I was on Russell Howard's Good News, which is a comedian, and I was on his show, and I actually got invited. They rang me the other week to go and come dine with me, but I can't cook, so I'm not going on that. But apart from that, I think people said to me, oh, do you think you'll find it hard? But I lost my claim last May, so I rode all last year with no claim, so hopefully this year I'll just carry on.
We haven't really touched on the whole business of show jumping. I know you're almost as passionate about that as you were about the racing. What's your status there? Are you just doing that for some fun and relaxation, or are you as serious about that?
No, it's just pure fun for me. Just gets you away from the racing scene, and I can't sit at home and do nothing. I'd rather be doing something. And I buy my horses, you know, from when my good horse, I bought him as a 6-year-old, and he'd done nothing. And now he's jumping. He's ready to jump 130s now, so it's nice. I don't know, I get a sense of pleasure out of bringing horses on, and they're like my pets.
What about steeplechasing? I mean, you're obviously quite happy to go over a very high fence on the back of one of your show jumpers. What about combining the speed of a flat racehorse and some fences in it?
No, that wouldn't appeal to me. My boyfriend rides over fences, actually. He rides over jumps, but it just wouldn't appeal to me. I'd admit it, I wouldn't have the bottle to do it, and there's no point in doing it unless you're brave enough.
I'm so glad you've mentioned a boyfriend, because I was sort of pussyfooting around asking the question, does a woman who is so busy, who's getting up before it's even got light, have time for some fun, some relaxation, friends and all the rest of it?
Yeah, I've been with him 4 years now, but he works the same as me. He's up and gone at 6 a.m. and jump racing. The only thing is, when he's busy, I'm not. When I'm busy, he's not, which is, you know, we don't get to go on holiday or anything like that. I mean, I don't really go out or anything. I've got a few close friends, and I'd rather go out for a meal.
What would you say to anyone listening to this who's got a son or a daughter who is passionate about horses, and they think, is there really a career in this? Is the life too hard? Is it too risky? What about the dangers?
I'd say go for it. You've got to give it a go. And it's just perseverance. I mean, you know, if you don't get right to start with, you just keep putting yourself around, and if you work hard enough, you want something bad enough, you know, it's out there. I mean, it annoys me, a lot of people think, you know, I'm lucky with having my dad as a trainer, but last year I rode for over 43 different trainers, and, you know, it just shows that, you know, he's a massive help to me, but I've done it as well without him, which I'm happier about that.
What did he think about your victory?
He doesn't really show emotions, but I think deep down he was happy. He's not very emotional.